It is Wednesday afternoon. It's time for SOTA Money Trends with Metairie Bank. And Paul Myers from Metairie Bank, North Shore Market President, joins us on WWL. Hey, Paul, how are you?
Scoot, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm good. You know, in January, when the new calendar year begins, people have such high hopes and they have great ideas for New Year's resolutions, and they might have even set up money goals for 2023. Well, as time goes on, and it doesn't take much time to go by before things kind of, I don't know, stuff happens and things kind of fall apart. What is a good thing for people to think about now when it comes to maybe checking on some of those original goals from January?
Well, look, you know, you'll remember the old infomercial, right? He was a famous inventor, and he had an oven and said, set it and forget it.
Ron Popeil.
Yes. God, I'm really starting to show my age. The thing about it is it's a living, breathing document and exercise when you start talking about your finances and you start talking about your goals. You know, you can have long-term goals and short-term goals. Maybe in January you looked at it and you're coming out of the holidays and you said, okay, my short-term goal is I want to get this credit card paid off. My long-term goal is I want to buy a house. So you got to look at those things, and you know, outside things that change with respect to, you know, our interest rates have gone up, which can dramatically affect what consumers are paying on their credit cards versus inflation. If you already are a homeowner, and let's say your homeowner's insurance renewed, that may have, as we've seen through the state of Louisiana, that may have had an increase that you now have to budget for. So One of the things that you don't want to do is you don't want to just immediately get discouraged. I kind of look at it, and maybe it's because I'm a numbers nerd a little bit, is you have to kind of approach this with the same type of enthusiasm as you would anything else to look at it and say, all right, I can tackle this. I can do this. But how do I do it? And what are challenges do I face now versus maybe it's I can't put as much money into my vacation account because I've got to account for this. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's different things that you can look at. And you know, whether it's did you get a new job or you know, all of the different things, everything changes for us. And that's daily. And you can't sit back and say, I don't know. You can't sit back in January 2024 to say, well, when I set my budget in January of 2023, I should have all of these different buckets filled. But if you didn't do anything throughout the year to address the changes, outside changes, internal changes, you know, in January of 2023, were you single and now you're not? Well, that dramatically changed whatever your budget was for dining out and entertaining, I would assume. Mm-hmm. You know, so these are all things that you have to just enthusiastically approach it to say, I can do this, but I've got to make it top of mind on not necessarily the daily, but maybe the monthly or quarterly to just ensure, are you meeting those goals?
Give some advice on how strict a budget should be, because budget should be elastic enough to account for just like instant inflation. I mean, like suddenly the price of something that you depend on and that you buy every week could go up. So shouldn't there be a little bit of a cushion there?
You always want to have a little bit of a cushion. And I'll offer you what I do in my family. We have where we take advantage of 401k, and I've said on the show many times before, if your employer offers a 401k match, you definitely want to, if you can afford it, you want to get up to that match because that's free money, and nobody wants to walk away from free money. The other thing is you want to try and account and figure out whether it's a 2.5%, a 5%, 10%, but you want to allocate some funds, whether it's into a savings account, or a brokerage account that you have access to that you can account for rainy day funds. You want to set that aside. The other thing that I really do think helps from, you know, I always say there's a happy medium between the YOLO mentality of you only live once, mm-hmm. and you have to save every penny and not live life. right? And in doing that, one of the things that, that you can do is you can have yourself set up some accountability. And there's all types of different apps that you can do. I'll be honest with you, what's worked for my family, as old school as it sounds, it's a spiral notebook. And when you walk in the door, you write down what you spent that day. And what it does is if you're walking around the store, or there's something that maybe you buy that you didn't really need, if you have to, you know, my wife and I joke, if I have to write it down where she's going to see what I spent or vice versa, we might think about making that, that discretionary purchase that's not needed,
yeah,
right? Because now you're accountable for it, right? You're writing, it's
right,
there.
Right.
You've got to own it. So those are the things that can help reduce some of that discretionary expenditures and help boost savings for the rainy day or for the vacation or whatever the case may be.
You know, you talked about YOLO, you only live once. And then there's FOMO, the fear of missing out. And that I think that needs to, get involved in some spontaneous spending now and then.
Well, it does. It does. And look, with social media and things, especially this time of the year, you see so many people taking advantage of going to the beach or going on trips and doing these things. And look, that's great. Not everybody can take all the trips in the world that they want. Believe me, I wish I could do more vacationing with my family. But, you know, you have to recognize that you have limitations of what you can do. And the one of the challenges that we have in today's society is that we've become very impatient. You know, we want what we want. We want it right now. The next day delivery of an item when you buy it on the internet. But we have to recognize that if we want to take that trip and want to do those things, we really need to allocate funds. Now, that's not to say once you go on vacation, I think everybody's had vacation hangover is what I like to call it, which is Basically it's like, oh, I'm on vacation. Okay, go ahead and let's do that or let's buy that. And then you get the credit card statement when you get home and you're like, holy cow. Those are challenges and they can become real problems if you're not diligent on your regular budgeting and savings. And that's just something that you can, if you have accountability, if you regularly look at it and not to be afraid of it, but recognize these are your numbers, own them, you know, own your income, own where you are and understand where you want to get to, you know, Ralph Waldo Emerson always said, nothing great is ever achieved without enthusiasm. So if you want great finances, as goofy as it sounds, you have to be enthusiastic about taking ownership of your personal finances.
And so what you're saying is that, you know, here we are in June, it's the 6th month, so, you know, we're approaching halfway through the year. This is a good time to, if you set goals at the beginning of the year, to just check on those goals. And most importantly, don't be distracted. Don't be distracted if you are behind schedule. Don't be distracted if you haven't lived up to all of your expectations at this point, and just kind of regroup.
Yeah, don't be distracted. Don't be discouraged. Don't hang your head. Look, everybody has challenges in budgeting and finances. It depends upon the numbers that you're dealing with. And when I say challenges, they're always looking for ways to do it better, right? Not necessarily saying that they're in a bad way, but don't ever get discouraged. Just try and find ways to improve your setting and where you are. And whether that's, you know, we've talked about all the time, perfect example. This happened this week. I was up at the Covington branch, young lady, professional, does very well. Her car broke down, ended up needing to buy a new car. Well, she had some issues that were on her credit that she had to get cleared up. Well, when she bought the vehicle, because her credit score had dropped so low, she was paying a very high interest rate on the car. Once she got all of those things cleared up off of her credit, which took her a couple of months, she was in the Covington branch working on a new loan to refinance her car at a more attractive rate. So what did she do? She took ownership of what happened. Obviously, for a couple of months, it wasn't in a great situation for her on the auto rate, mm-hmm. but she recognized what she needed to do to get herself in a better situation. So, you know, just don't get discouraged, don't get down, and don't put blinders onto it and say, well, that's just the way that it's got to be. you know, you can always work to do better in a situation. And I'll always throw in my spiel, relationships matter. You know, if you have a relationship with a banker, with a financial advisor, with people that you trust that can help you get a better grasp on your finances, those are great, great assets.
Paul, you know, I've told people they can come into Metairie Bank, and even if they're not a big depositor, they can come into Metairie Bank, and you guys can help them with that stuff. I'm not a liar, am I?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know,
cool.
if like I mentioned before, if your long-term goal is home ownership, and you walk in and you say, I want to buy a home, but I have no idea where to get started. Yep, we have both bank programs, but then there's also great programs out in the community that help you understand the rhyme and the reason and all of the issues associated with home ownership. And what does it take? You know, is it based upon a first time home buyer? Is it a 1%? Is it a 3.5%? Is it a more traditional loan structure? All of these different things. Or let's say you're a homeowner and you say, I want to get started in investment real estate, but I have no idea. You know, that's the kind of a scary thing from the standpoint of you got to learn and taking that first step to acknowledge the fact that you don't know what you don't know is great. And you can utilize all of the assets and the information, the experience that we have, as well as others in the community that we can refer you to help you, meet and exceed those goals.
It's all about relationship banking. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I don't want to lose the fact that you as an individual have to own that, right? We like to think that we're great at community banking. We're not magic, right? You have to own it. We can't magically make the numbers work. You have to do the due diligence as well.
All right, and that is all about relationship banking with Metairie Bank. Paul Myers, North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank, thanks for being with us on SOTA Money Trends on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, I'm looking forward to the Duran Duran interview later.
Oh, cool, yeah. I had a great conversation with John Taylor, guitarist, and we'll share that with you later. All right, Paul, I'll see you soon. We'll talk again next week.
Hey, talk to you in 2 weeks.